Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Lamed Aleph. We are up to the two dots on Lamed Amid Beis. I just think towards the end when I was explaining the story yesterday, I think I misspoke. The story was that Bimei, the son of Rechibe ben Antigonus, Nishnas Mishnah Zu is that the, even a Talmud Chacham needs Kabbalah. And that's why, in the story, these rabbis that came to the son of Rechibe ben Antigonus, were put on the side with a separation between them, because Dafka, he felt that you need Kabbalah, he was no Silsol ba'atzmo, that they wouldn't give taras to just anybody. Okay, it's just that there was the Mishnah Zu wasn't that a Talmud Chacham does not need, but that a Talmud Chacham does need. Okay, now we continue. Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara, we're still in the stories and halachas related to Chaver and Kabbalas Chavrus, as we saw the Siman yesterday of the eight items that are going to be on our list here. So, Tanu Rabbanan, we're up to the next one. Chaver Shemes, a Chaver that dies, Ishto Ubanavu Bnei Beiso, Harein Becheskasan Ashiachshu. We did this yesterday, we just wanted to review it for a minute. A Chaver that dies, so his family is Becheskato until we know otherwise. V'chein chatzer shemochen b'tcheles, also a chatzer that sells tcheles, harayu b'cheskasa ad shetipasel. Until we know otherwise that they sell problematic tcheles called kala de'ilan, we assume that they are kosher. If you look in the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky writes that he thinks there's a steer in the Rambam, because when the Rambam writes regarding Tumentara, he said this halacha by Chaver Shemes. By Tumentara, Chaver Shemes, then you could assume his family is knowing proper Tumentara, unless we know otherwise. But if you look by Maisros, he does not say that. By Maisros, he says, Mesa Chaver, Yesh, Gamachre, he says, by, sorry, he writes the Chaver Shemes, that Bechazka Sheyachshadu, he writes this by Tumentara, but Lagabi Maisros, says the Chazon Yecheskel, lo kasef shegam achrei shemeis achaver leish lebnei ablaiso chazaka. When it comes to Maisris, he does not quote, thank you, that the family has the same halacha after the Chaver dies. As if to say, only by Tumatara it continues. But not by Maisris. Why not? Tumatara luchar might even be more chamor. And yet we trust the family members by Tumatara and not by Maisris. Explains the Chazon Yecheskel, she ish chilek bin mashachashtu chazalos am ha'aris by Maisris, lechshat Tumatara. The chshash by Maisros is shelo yirtu losis Maisros lani. We're not sure whether he's going to give or not. And therefore, right after he dies, maybe they're not going to give. We don't know. It's a question of giving. Giving something, so different people are different. Therefore, if one person has a chazaka to give tzedakah properly, who says his children are going to give tzedakah properly? Right? We see many times in history, sometimes you have a great donor for a certain institution, and once the donor passes on, the children don't want to continue the same habits of the parent. So when it comes to Maisris, that's why we don't assume automatically that the family carries on the tradition. Masha'eke, when it comes to Tumentara, that's about a certain behavior that they're used to at home, how they eat things, how they behave in terms of touching things. So that's more of automatic, what they've become accustomed to. That's how you can be mechalik between whether the family keeps the chazaka in terms of Tumentara versus in terms of Maisris. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Eishes Am Haaretz, Shenises Lachaver. So you see this one was called Meches. This is the fourth one. We had Chaver Talmud Tcheles. This is the Meches one, as we will see. Eishes Am Haaretz, Shenises Lachaver. You have a wife of an Am Haaretz that all of a sudden marries a Chaver. V'chein bito shalom ha'aretz shenises l'chaver, or the daughter of an Am Haaretz that marries a chaver. V'chein avdo shalom ha'aretz shenimkar l'chaver, or an eved. Kulan tzrichen l'kabel de rechaverus bitchila. They all have to be mekabel, because up until now, at this point, they've been associated with an Am Haaretz, in Am Haaretz's world, and therefore, once they get married or get sold to a chaver, so they require Kabbalah. Because at the time that the chaver was mekabel, they weren't there. Aval, Eishes, Chaver, Shenises, Lama, Aretz. But the other way, if an Eishes, Chaver marries an Am Haaretz, V'chein Bito, Shal Chaver, Shenises, Lama, Aretz. V'chein Avdo, Shal Chaver, Shenimkar, Lama, Aretz. Ein, Tzricha, Lekabel, Devei, Chavris, Batchila. When they go back to the house of the chaver, Rashi adds in, they don't have to be makabel again, because they were makabel originally, so they took a little detour, a little hiatus in the middle, but now when they go back, they do not have to be makabel again. That is the shita of the Tana Kama. Rabbi Meir Omer, they do have to be makabel again. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, and Shimon ben Elazar even proved this from his story in the name of Rabbi Meir. Maisa biisha achas sheniseis lachaver. There was a woman who was married to a chaver. Wonderful. V'haisa komas lo tefillin al yado, and she helped him tie his tefillin. Rashi says komas is kosheres, to tie his tefillin onto his arm, and every day. So you see, she was a big tzaddikas. Niseis la'am haaretz. She gets married to an Amaretz the next day. She helps him with the tax receipts. And we always know tax collectors are pasul eidus. That's not a great, honest profession. So you see, Rabbi Meir quotes that once somebody is out of the environment, then automatically they could change. And therefore you have to be makabel once again when they come back. So that is the raya that Rabbi Meir brings. Even though this thing's like, okay, it's a raya, let's move on. This raya is an important raya for at least two very important topics. And that is an inyani tefillin. Is a woman allowed to tie tefillin onto a man's arm? Woman is not mechuyeves in tefillin. Is a woman allowed to take part in the process of tefillin at all? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Gittin and elsewhere where the Gemara says, Memheim Abeis, Ukshartem uchzavtam. Kol sheyeshno b'kshira, yeshno b'ksiva. V'chol sheyeno b'kshira, eino b'ksiva. The Gemara says that a woman is not allowed to write tefillin and mezuzahs because she's not within the mitzvah, of kshira and ksivas, therefore they can't do it. So just reading the Gemara, you would think that a woman or anybody who's not obligated is excluded from creating the chefza shel mitzvah. That's what the Gemara is talking about. There is, though, the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted here and elsewhere, that maybe it's even more than just what the Gemara talks about, which are what we would call tashmishei kedusha, stam, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs. Rabbeinu Tam right there in the Tosis. Mikan omer Rabbeinu Tam. From here, Rabbeinu Tam says, De'ein isha ogedes lulav. A woman can't put a lulav together. We paskin l'chadchilo lulav tzarech eged. So a woman can't do that. Va'oset tzitzis. What about hanging tzitzis onto the beged? That also a woman can't do, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Kivan delo mifkada. Just like the Gemara says it about writing mezuzah and tefillin, so too a woman cannot be oge lulav and oset tzitzis. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Tosas does not agree. V'yei nira daha mida paslina bereish tcheles tzitzis boviko chavim. By the fact that the Gemara has to go to pasuk that a goy can't be tola tzitzis, mashma that Jew women are kosher. Or another example, he said, I'll bring you a riot against Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara in Sukkah davches ganbach. Sukkah's ganbach is kosher. What's Sukkah's ganbach? The Gemara there says, goy and noshim, and I forgot all the other ones. I think maybe, right, ganbach and ravkash. But one of them, the noon is noshim. So women are allowed to build sukkahs. So what should be the difference between building a sukkah and being told it sits on a beged? The davka b'sefer Torah tefillin mezuzahs, says Tosas. Tichsivu ksharta muchsavtum darshin and hachi. So that is a machlokas rishonim. That is the expansion of Rabbeinu Tam, whether a woman is allowed to be involved in the creation. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, lachora could also be, he doesn't mention that in that Tosfos, but putting tzitzis on a person, meaning fulfilling any process, any part of the mitzvah. So that is a discussion, but look here. Our Gemara, a woman is komas tefillin al yado. So maybe that means a riot Rabbeinu Tam in his derech. So Rishonim say no. Maybe she was just misayeya. She helped, but he really put out his arm. So he did something also. She was just helping out a little bit. But that is a discussion in the Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simin Yudalid. Simin Yudalid, first in Ilchas Tzitzis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzitzis sha'asa'on eino Yehudi pasul. Non-Jew can't make tzitzis. Dechsev, Dabel, B'nai Yisrael, Olafuki, Enu Yehudi, V'ya'isha, K'shera La'asosan. Shulchan Aruch Paschas against Rabbeinu Tam. An Isha can make the tzitzis. K'shera La'asosan. Ramah, Yesh Machmirin, La'hatzer Chanoshim, She'yasu Osan. V'tov La'asos Kain, L'chad Chila. Right, L'chad Chila, a woman should not make the tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Only the Taliya on the Beged is called the Asiya. The earlier stages for sure are okay. The Taviya, the Shazira, the making the threads of the tzitzis, though that might need Lashma, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, but still, a woman can for sure be involved in that, even on a lechatchila level. Also, ketanim might be excluded from making tzitzis lechatchila for someone else, but this is the terms of tzitzis. What about in terms of tefillin? What about in terms of tefillin? So, the Shulchan Aruch, reading for the Piskei Tshuvos I brought in Chav Zayin Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mr. Brook quotes, if somebody can't put on tefillin, they should ask others to help them put on tefillin. Ube Indian says the Piskei Tshuvos. Vini harachas tefillin adei ishev akadav anachri. Shepetur mi mitzvah zu. Hiskimu rabim meha poskim. Lahatir. Ki ikar ha mitzvah sheyihiyu munachim ha tefillin alav. Below etzem akshira. The mitzvah is result oriented. To have the tefillin on you. Not to actively put it on you. Ukefi nosach habracha. Lehaniach tefillin. Velo likshar tefillin. Velachain, most poskim assume. Ein afgamina mi ose maisa hahanacha. It doesn't matter. Kiva shemunach and a tefillin. I love a kima mitzvah. And you can even make a bracha on that. Rabbanu Lassalam says somebody's in bed. They can't move. They can't put it on. Somebody else puts tefillin on them. Right? Or we know by the kotel. Right, all the Chabad. Oh, today's Yad Kislev! Unbelievable. Baruch Hashem. At the Kotel. All of the Bnei Chabad that put tefillin on, Siyata Deshmaya. Right, put tefillin on all their brethren, their Jewish brethren, and they come on, they put it on. What does the one who's getting tefillin on them do? So you could say, they're Misayeh, they stick out their arm, they move their head. Okay, they're involved a little bit. But, says the maker Adin, it seems like most assume it's okay. It is okay, right? Other posts can talk about other contexts. Could a woman who's in need to help her husband put on tefillin, right? Different permutations of the Shiloh, but that is all focuses and starts with this this is one of the Gemaras that is focused on. So that's number one about women putting on tefillin. Number two is the other issue related to kshira of tefillin. And again, the question is how literally you take this Gemara when it says she was kosher, the tefillin al yado every day. There's a major machlokas rishonim, known as the machlokas Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. Is there a mitzvah to tie one's tefillin every day? It says, ukshartam lo'os al yadecha, tie the tefillin on your hands. But do we tie the tefillin? We have a permanent knot on our tefillin. The strap is connected to the tefillin box. And then we just our mahadek, wrap it around our arm. We don't make the knot every day. The knot's there every day. The sofer makes it before we get our tefillin, and the knot stays. Right? So, and on our shel rosh too. There is a sheet there, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that says that's wrong. Rabbeinu Eliyahu quoted in the Tosfos in Menachos and Tosfos in Erevin, says that ukshartam la'os al yadecha. You have to undo and tie the tefillin every single day. That's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu says. Mikanai medakteg Rabbeinu Eliyahu shetorach adam lichor tefillin b'chol yom. For Rabbeinu Tam mafarish ain't sarach. Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to. So again, this is a machlokas, and there are 10 gemaras in Shas. 5 of them support Rabbeinu Eliyahu, 5 of them support Rabbeinu Tam, and they each have to re-understand the each gemara that supports the other shita. For example, this one. This is one of Rabbeinu Eliyahu's rayas. You see, the woman tied the tefillin every day. So Rabbeinu Tam would say, no. Whenever it says tie, it means tighten. Right, that's how Rabbeinu Tam would understand all the Gemaras. But whenever this comes up, we'd like to mention the Seder Hadoros. Seder Hadoros, one of the Achronim of the previous century, quotes that this Machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu is the Machlokas. Was a Machlokas between Moshe and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam went up to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, we always like to say that when he went around to get Haskama for his Sefer, the Seder Adoros, he went to Reb Chaim to get Haskama for his Sefer, and Reb Chaim says, well, I'll give you a Haskama, it's a beautiful Sefer, but this page is Apikarsis, so you got to take that page out. So when he got back to home, it was already at the publisher, so he couldn't take it out. So it wasn't written here, but in another quote of this Haskama, he quotes that Reb Chaim loved the Sefer, but he said this page is Apikarsis. So you should just note that. Okay, why is it Apikarsis? Because there's a machlokas here between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu Tam. And Reb Chaim said, you can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe emes, besaraso emes. You want to have that genre of literature of, like we said, Yaakov and Shimon and Levi were arguing about whether the Shvatim have the status of Bnei Noach or they have the status of Yisrael. Oh, these Moshe and Aaron were arguing about Yehi Shalom Midas. I mean, like all these type of genre, that's fine, but you can't do it against Moshe Rabbeinu, said Reb Chaim. Moshe Emes Zarasa Emes. So that's what he said here. He said that, but he quotes here this on page 208 in mine, that Moshe held like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Tam asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on in Shamayim? What do they say about this machlokas? So he says, you're wrong. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Moshe, you're wrong. He says, and you, it says in the Torah that you gave us, and I'll prove it to you. This whole conversation, unbelievable. Ashachara aposha Rabbeinu Tam, v'yamona raglav, v'yomar, v'kol gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu raid, v'chait sa'a, gimel p'amin, sh'yarad Moshe Rabbeinu, me'ha yeshiva. V'yomar Rabbeinu Tam, ani omer, she'ein l'kshar kesh l'kshar l'kshar yom, v'shalot tzivita zeh batorah, she'kibaltam yakadosh baruch hu. V'hodem Moshe Rabbeinu l'dvarav.
Whoa.
V'yelach lo. Adkan. Anyway, that's Seder Hadoros. Here we go. Let's get to our daf. Says the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph now in Maseches Becharos. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Vikulon, and all of them. Who's the all of them? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Vikulon, Rashi says, referring to the end of the Brisa on the previous Amud, where the Brisa says, remember the cases where somebody wants to be Makabel everything except for one law. I'm makabel to be a chaver except for this. I'm makabel to be a ger except for this. All of that, we reject them. We say you're not allowed to do that. We have the discussion in the Achronim, the Achiezer and others. What happens if you accept everything and then we know that you're going to violate after? Okay, that's separate. But if you reject one in the Kabbalah, it doesn't work. What if you then say, you know what, I'll even accept that one thing. So do we accept them then? So that's what Rashi says this is going on. The kulon shechazru bahen, all of them that are chozer and then decide to accept everything, ein makablon osan olam esiver meir. Meir says tough luck. Tough luck! Because if you said before, had the audacity to say that you'll accept everything except for one, that reflects the type of person you are. And therefore, we're not going to accept you. Amazing shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no! It depends. Chazru b'matmonios. Ein makablon osam. If you were only chozer bo in private, but in public you still acted improperly, then we're not makabel you, because then you're still not embarrassed to act that way, obviously. Bifarhesia, but if you even bifarhesia are acting properly, makablon osam, then we do accept you. Or ikada amre, a little different version, im asu divrayan bimatmonios. If you originally violated in private, then makablon osam, because you only did it in private. Bifarhesia in makabel nosan. But if you did the averus in public, then we would not be makabel you. But that's the second shita though. Reb Shimon, Reb Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, bekachu beka makabel nosan. You accept everybody. Mishum shedemar shuva banim shovavim. Right, shuva. Accept anybody who decides to come back. Amr Yisrach Ishkfar Akko, Amr Yochanan, Halacha Keoso Hazug. The halacha is like that pair. Then whenever somebody wants to be a kabbal different chavrus, no matter what he was doing previously, we do accept him. Tosfos does not like the pshat of Rashi because he says, how could Rabbi Meir say that we won't accept him in this case? What did he do wrong? So he didn't accept one, and now he accepted it. So we're not going to accept him for that. So Rabbeinu Tam says we're not going on the seifa of that brisa, we're going on the resha of the brisa, where the case was, kulon shechazru bahen, right? If they were chozer to their previous behavior, so then we see that they accepted, but then they couldn't hold it, so then we assume maybe they don't have the ability to be able to stay in the higher standard of living. So that's machlokas. Rabbeinu Tam says that's what it is going on. But either way, we paskin like this, the last shita, that whenever one wants to be makabel, they could come, and we can be makabel. There is this question in the Rishonim, because if you look at Maseches Sanhedrin on Daf Chav Beis, where these sugis are discussed about changing one's ways, about if somebody is pasul eidus, how do you become kashul eidus? So there it talks about that somebody has to, really go above and beyond what they were doing before. They have to go to a place where nobody recognizes them. They have to give back the money even from heter experiences. So the Rishonim, the Chiddushi Aran, there in Sanhedrin asks, why in our Gemara here in Bechoros does it seem to say that all you have to do is to come and say, I accept? And there, it seems like in Sanhedrin, you have to do much more. You have to do actual behavior changes before we accept you. See, it goes three answers. Number one, v'tireitz harayvid b'tshuvosav. There is different. That Gemara in Sanhedrin is a case where somebody was causing others to sin. It was a tabach, it was a butcher who was being machal treifus b'mezid. So there, if you're already doing that, hayachazaraso kasha, b'pnei shehirshia l'ha'achal treifus. Aval kol osan chashud in dahasam, which for here, us, is hacha, eina mezidin, elo she'ena chachaveirim li'os medakta gebedevreim, ve'ena mezidin ala poshin b'malachton, and that's why, once you accept, you accept. So I want to answer the difference between whether you're causing others to sin or just yourself. The Ran does not like that, because we just had on yesterday's daf, 2 days ago's daf, one of the cases we're talking about, if somebody is chashid to sell chulin, is truma as chulin. So you see, the context of our Gemara is also where you're being mashal others. So he says, I like the Ramban. The Ramban says, over there was different because there you were a publicly appointed official. A publicly appointed butcher, that's worse. Because you have people's, not just that you are machshel others, but you have people's trust, and you have people's, authority. Shalifisha yatabach zem amun ala rabim, v'rabim hayusomchen alav, hechmir alav shalolam anoso od aladav ravachashu shayhaya ma'arim. That's why it was worse. And Reb David Bonfield, he quotes, the Talmud of the Ramban, Reb David Bonfield is always quoted in the Ran on the Chiddushi Ran on Sanhedrin. He's always quoting Rabbeinu David. We have a separate Rabbeinu David, I think on one Masechta, right on Pesachim. Say Rabbeinu David. I'm not sure if it is, that's where it's popular. I don't know if it's, we have it on any other Masechta, but all over Chiddushi Ran on Sanhedrin, they quote Rabbeinu David. So Rabbeinu David says, explaining the Ramban a little bit, why is it worse if he has the position? Because then there's a good chance that the only reason he's saying, I'm going to do better, because he wants his position back. So that's why we can assume he's lying. Avo kabbalas hachashuta, but in our Gemara, she'in bo'an me'atzmo, l'kabba devei chavrus, v'lo anshu oso b'klum, so adever barur, shekol shebo'an lasos tshuva, sheposchim lahem. Tshuva and bottom shov of him. So that's an important Chiddushi Ran over there in Sanhedrin, talking about the stira between our Gemara and that Gemara. Okay, Tana Rabbanan finishing up. Tana Rabbanan barishona. If you keep in mind that, so we know at least the fourth parak in Bechoros is not only about Bechoros. The second half of this parak is all about Shas topics. Dayanim making mistakes, and Tabit Var Mishnah, Tabit Shikol Hadas, and what about getting paid for various religious ceremonies, right? So that's all in this fourth parak of Parak Ad Kama. And now we're talking about all about being chashud on different things. So Tana Rabbanan Barishonai Omrim Chavir Menaseh Gabai Dochroso Michavroso Machaveroso. We originally said that if somebody was a chaver and then they become a tax collector, they automatically lose their status. Because again, tax collectors in those days were not Ne'eman. Pireish. But once he stopped being a tax collector, Ein Makablin Osam. We still don't accept him. Chazru Lomar. But then they changed to say Pireish. Areyuka Chaladam. No, if he was Pirish, he doesn't automatically get to his Chavrus again, but he's like anybody else who might want to accept. Rav Huna bar Chiya Itzrachale Shaita. Rav Huna bar Chiya, the rabbis needed him for something. Haviyayel Gabe Rabbi Rav Yosef, V'arba Me'azuki D'Rabbanon. Rabbi Rav Yosef and 400 other rabbis went to greet him and to say that we need you. There are many Gemaras that say 400. Just making a list the past couple of days. Rabbi prayed in Maseches Erevin, right? He taught it 400 times, right? Somebody says he needs 400 this. 400 is a very common number when Chazal want to give a very large amount of something. So you never know whether it's literal or not. Because 400 is a very common, it just means a lot. Right? So Rabbi Rav Yosef had why do they pick 400 if it's just an exaggeration? Maybe it has to do with 40. 40 is also a special number. Anyway, you can make a list of all the 400 Gemaras. Arba Meos Ishimo. Maybe it comes from there, right? 400, right, with Esav. Okay, so Rabbi Rav Yosef and 400 were with him. Shama Da'asu Katiluhu Arba Mea Tachtachi. So Rav Huna Bar Chiya hears that all these rabbis are coming to him, so he gets 400 chairs ready. Lasof, on the way, Shamu Da'asa Gabai. They hear that Rav Huna Bar Chiya had become the Gabai, the Moches, the tax collector. So they stopped going. Shalchule, they said to him, Zil chashivuse, you know, go to what's chashiv in your mind. Zil kadmuse, go to what's important for you. Shalchlu hajibi, he said back, no, I didn't take the job, I'm chozer bo. Rav Yosef lo azal, Rabba azal. Rav Yosef amar tanina, pirish imakablan oso. Rabba amar tanina, chazul amar pirish, haruka chaladam. So they had a machlokas whether they were going to continue to go to give him the kavod. Tana Rabbanan says the Mishnah in Maseches Negaim, Kala Bechoros Adam Roeh Chutz Mishal Atzmo. What is this in Negaim? Negaim is all about Sara'as. Is a person allowed? Is a Kohen allowed to see his own Sara'as spot? That's what the Mishnah discusses. So, generalizing, the Mishnah says, Becharos, if somebody has a Bechar, can they themselves decide whether it has a Mum Kavua or a Mum Over? No. You're allowed to see other people's except for your own, because we're choshesh that you're going to try to say it's a Mum Kavua, even though it's not. The Roas Kadashav. You are allowed to, though, decide whether your Karban, non-Bechar, has a Mum or not. The Gemara will talk about what the difference is. The Yes Maisrosav. And you are allowed to deal with your Meiser Behema about Mum status or not. Vinishal al Taharosav. And also if your Taharos have a suffix, whether they became Tame or Tar, you're also allowed to deal with it yourself. So the only one that you're not allowed to do yourself is the Bechoros. The other ones you're allowed to do yourself. Amar Mar, so let's talk about why. Kala Bechoros Adam Roachos Bishalatzmo, Bimayaskinan. What are we talking about here? Ileva Bechad. Are we talking about one person? He's all by himself, and he's deciding whether it is a mum or not. Mi Mehemet, as he believed, we're going to have soon in this Masechta that you need more than one person. You can't have one person that decides a mumin on their own, right? We will see later on in Daf Lamed Vav that a Bechor needs three. So, Ela Bitlasa. Okay, you're right, it's with three. So with three people, the Gemara says, Umi Chashidi, if it's three people and he's only one of them, are we really choshed him? But no, we learned in the Mishnah in Yevanos. Mi ano shechaltza b'fanav. Remember that sugya? Those were the sugyas of Nitan. When do we assume that something looks bad and therefore we're not going to allow, you know, something to take place? If somebody comes, if the aide comes and says, oh, your husband died, is that aide allowed to marry this woman now? So we assume that he's lying. If a dayan says, yeah, this woman did chalitza in front of me, and now I want to marry her. So do we allow that? So the Mishnah says, yes, in cases where an entire bezdin is needed. Because we don't assume that all three judges are going to go along with the story. So miyana, if a woman does miyun from a marriage durabanan, osha chaltza b'fanav, or does chalitza in front of these one of these judges, yisa'ena, we allow the judge to marry. It doesn't look like, you know, something that's a problem. Reshu Bezdin. He's part of a Bezdin. We're not choshe that people are going to do, make up stories. Because we assume a Bezdin is not going to lie. So here too. So why don't we trust him? Why can't he be one of the three on the Bezdin deciding whether his animal is a Bechor Mum or not? So Bechor Bal Mum. So Lola Bechad. Really, you're right. If it's part of a Bezdin, we would trust him. But here, he's only by himself. Just like Rav Yochanan says elsewhere, Yochid Mumche, Hacharabi B'Yochid Mumche. Sometimes a Yochid Mumche can take the place of a Bezdin, of three. That's what we're talking about here, and that's the case that he would not be trusted for his own Bechoros. Period. Okay, so that's the one that he's not trusted on. What about the others? Baroas Kadasha. Why is he allowed to see other Karbanis? I have a shlomim, and I'm going to allow to decide whether it has a mum kavur or not. You know why? Diboy mishal alayhu. If I want, I could be shoel on my hektish. By bechor, it's automatic. I don't have a choice in the matter. But here, it's biyadi to make this a non-karban, even without going through the bal mum path. And therefore, because it's biyadi, so I'm believed to say it has a mum kavua also.
If somebody brings the karban, is the Kohen HaMakriv allowed to be the one to determine whether
it's mum? Is the Kohen HaMakriv allowed to be the one? Well, he's not going to want to be makriv a bal mum. So he has only in his best interest to tell the truth. But there is a question of the achronim, and that is, how will we ever mechayiv anybody on shchut echutz? Why can't it, isn't it always hasra safik? Because it always can be mashil. How can we ever be mechayiv somebody on eating a kachet betuma? Can he always be shoel on his carbon? So that's a question that the achronim deal with. Okay, umaisrosav. Say, what about maisros? Why by maisr behema can he decide whether it has a mum? The boy should be mum bekule ezre. Because if he really wanted to, he could have put a mum on this animal before he declared it and put it through the fence and designated it as maisr. Because as we learned earlier, maisr behema is chal even on a bal mum. It's chal even on a bal mum. It still gets that chalo shame. And therefore he could have done it before it, and then it would never have come to this state. Finishal Tarosov, and finally the last one, he's allowed to deal with his own Tum and Tara issues. Tachazel libi me tumaso. Because what? You're going to say, oh, he has to make a Tar? He could keep a Tumah, and he could use it during his days of Tumah. right? If he's a if he has tummy food and he's a kohen, that's tame. He could eat it with his in his tuma days, right? That's what Rashi says in the bottom line of the parak. Ubechulin kamairi. We're talking about chulin because truma tameya. Right, there's not much to deal with. You can't get benefit from it, from Truma Tamei, except when you burn it. But that is, Rashi, we're talking about Chulin. Tosva says, okay, fine. So he could deal with his Chulin, and he's trustworthy about his Chulin. But what about the Truma Tamei he shouldn't be believed about? Is that true? Like Rashi excludes, but just take Rashi one step further. So says Tosfos, Tema, v'shuma temeya, de lo chazilei, v'chilo yehei nemon. A person won't be believed about his shuma temeya, v'chein b'shar kol isav ha'heter. What about other isav ha'heter that is not in his yad? And we know, a person is believed about isav ha'heter. Big shayla in Hilchas Nida, what about a person poskening on his own wife's re'ios? Is a person allowed to do that? Right, again, that also is isav ha'heter. So if you look in the Rishonim on the Mishnah in Nega'im, if you look at the Rosh and the Rosh. If you look at the Rosh on Nega'im over there, the Rosh asks Tosas question, what about Truma Temeya? And he says, V'shema yesh l'chalek, bein hecha de ischazek isura, lehecha de lo ischazek isura. Maybe there's a difference between whether there's a cheskas isur or not. If there's a cheskas isur, so that's where he wouldn't be believed even on his own stuff. K'da ashkon b'resha isha rabba, to mechalek abe edecha nema b'isurin, to tzurva mei rabbanan, chazi l'nafshe, hecha de lo ischazek isura. Cheskas Isser is different. Aval Hecha, this Cheskas Isser alone, right? You go to somebody's house. Is this food kosher or not? You trust them. Why? There's no Cheskas Isser here. Who says that this was treif? Right. So it's not. There's no Cheskas Isser. That's why you try. Erechanim and Bisurin. What if there's a Cheskas Isser? And then to overcome that? So that's more of an issue. What about Isha Nida? That itself is a question. Is an Isha Nida Cheskas Isser? Once she does her Hefsek Tara during Shiva Simei Nekiyim, it's a big question in Lundus. Is she Tahora in limbo, or is she not Tahora until the end of Shiva Nekiyim? When does her, because Hefsek Tara definitely changes her status some way. So that is important Rosh, the Rosh Mishans on that Mishnah in Agam, right here in Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Okay. We go now to the fifth parak in Maseches Becharos. Remember, there are 9 prakim. So now we're in the second half. Not the second half, actually in the middle. Middle parak. Says the Mishnah, Kol Psulei HaMukdashim. All karbanos that became pasul. We'll read this line now, because Rashi has it. Hanasan lehektish. All karbanos that became pasul, you sell them, and the profit goes to Hektish. V'nimkarin b'itliz, v'nishchatin b'itliz. That basically means they're sold and shefted in the regular way. The most profit can be had if I sell it in the marketplace, because that's where there are the most buyers. If I have to sell it in my own private home, I'm not going to make as much of a profit. So that's why by Kachim, where Hektish is the one that's profiting, even though it's a little bit of a bizayon to put meat of a karban in the regular marketplace, on the regular scales where we weigh out other meat, that's an itliz, right? But still, it's mutter. Because the greater good is that Hektish is going to get money. And into the marketplace, and it's weighed in a litra. Litra is the weight that you put on one side of the scale and you put the meat on the other side of the scale. So that's all regular behavior is allowed with Kachim because Hektish is the one that benefits. Chutz mina b'char v'ha-meiser. Except by b'char and meiser, you're not allowed to do this. Why? Shanayas on the mailim. Because a b'char is sold and it's mamono shel kohen. So the kohen is going to benefit. A meiser is sold and it belongs to the bailim. Right? Meiser behema is a carbon of the bailim. So therefore, because the owners are going to benefit, so that's why we say that it cannot be sold or shechted or weighed in the regular marketplace. Psulei mukdashim hanayas on lehektish, right? Hanal, these two only have an alabailim, so the mukdash have hanal lehektish. That's why you have that difference between bechar and meiser versus the other karbanis. Vishoklin mana kenegan mana bibichar. And the halacha is, if somebody has some chulin meat, they're allowed to weigh it on the other side of the scale of a bechar animal. So that's not called, we'll see the Gemara is going to talk about it, that's not called using a regular litra, the weights, for a bizayon of the carbon. So says the Gemara, Kotsuli HaMikdashin HaNayasan LeHektish. The Mishnah said that by Psulei HaMikdashin, you're allowed to sell it in the regular place, because the Hanah goes to Hektish. Amos, What does the Mishnah mean that with the Hanah, which stage of the process are we talking about that the Hanah goes to Hektish? So, Ilema la'achar pidyono, are we talking about after somebody redeems it, so now they have the animal, and now they're going to go sell it and make a profit on it. So then in that case, Hanayasa la'hektish, Hanayasa debailamu. If it's talking about stage two, after somebody has it, and now he's going to sell it, because after all, what's the language of the Mishnah? Nimkarin, selling. So isn't it talking about where the one who bought it from Hektish is selling, the one who redeemed it from Hektish is selling it? So that shouldn't be allowed, because there it's Hanasa in Labayalim. So the Gemara says, you're right, El Lifnei Pidyono. We're talking about Lifnei Pidyono, which means the actual Pidyon. The selling it to determine how much this is worth. And the person is going to redeem it from Hektish. That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. That's what Nimkar means. And that obviously, the profit goes to Hektish, and that's why it's allowed to be sold in the marketplace. Says the Gemara, one second. But the Mishnah also says, Nishchatin. What, it's shechted and then weighed and sold in the Pidyon process? Haboy Hamad Maracha. We've had earlier in this Masechta that in order for something to be Nifteh, we have a Halacha that has to be able to be stood up and evaluated. So how could you say that? We're talking about the actual Pidyon stage. So the Gemara says, the Machlokas we had earlier, Hani Chalamanda Amar, fine, it's no problem according to the opinion of Kachem Mizbech, Lo Hayeh Bechal Hamad Maracha, that if you say Kachem Mizbech, Kachem Aguf, do not have that limud, do not require Hamad Maracha to be Nifteh, then fine. Elamanda Amar, Hayu Bechal Hamad Maracha, but according to those who say that they are included in Ma'ikel HaMeimah, we're back to the question, how could you say the Mishnah is talking about the Pidyon stage, and that's what's being allowed, but the animal's shechted already? So the Gemara says, Ela la'ola machar pidyon. Really, we're talking about lachar pidyon in the Mishnah. Lachar pidyon meaning the guy already bought, redeemed it from Hektish, now he's selling it. Umay hanayas hanaasan lehektish. And what does it mean that Hektish is going to get benefit, and therefore you're allowed to sell it in the marketplace? Adame ikara. It's going on what happens originally, meaning what? To kivan to shari luhumar nimkaren beitzel mishchata beitzel mishkalam b'galitra. Because the guy buying it from Hektish knows that he's going to be able to sell it in public. Tafiu park meikara. That's why he gives more to Hektish originally when he gets it, because he knows he's going to be able to make more money later. So if he gives more money to Hektish originally, right? So that's the whole svara. Why it's allowed by the Torah or by the Rabbanan? Is it a discussion in the Rishonim here whether we're talking about Isuri Daraisa or Isuri Darabanan or like Masron Akasa Lachachamim? But either way, we allow it to be sold later on in the marketplace, because if a person knows that, then he will originally give more money to Hektish. Okay, two dots. Chutz mina bechar mina meiser, shanayasan labaylam. Bechar and meiser are not allowed to be sold in the market in the normal way or weighed, because the profit of their selling goes to the owner. So bishlama bechar, fine by bechar, I understand what the choice is. Beitlis hudolam mizdavein, habebeise mizdavein. A bechar cannot be sold in the marketplace, but it can be sold in his house. A Kohen has a Bechar, it gets a Mum Kavua, it's his Mammon, he can sell it to anybody, even in Yisrael. So Mono Shel Kohen. Ela Meiser, Bebesimim is Davin, but by, could Meiser be sold ever, even in his house? V'yatani, we have a Brisa that says, Meiser can never be sold. Bebechar Nemar, Lo Sipadev, Nim Karchai. V'bais B'meiser Nemar, Lo Yigael. V'eino Nim Kar, Lo Chai, V'lo Shachet, Lo Tam, V'lo Balmum. So we have a special limud in a brisa that a meiser behema can never be sold. So what's the Mishnah talking about? Oh, you can't sell meiser in the market. You can't sell it anywhere. So the Gemara answers, Hamilsa ikshalele Rav Sheshes Be'urta. Rav Sheshes went to sleep with a problem. V'shanye bekadmusa mi brisa. And in the morning he woke up with an answer from the brisa. As follows, he's going to have. I think I might have mentioned recently. Did I mention this on the online? I don't remember that in Rabbi Lau's biography, I just finished reading it, just came out in English a couple of weeks ago. So in Rabbi Lau's biography, out of the depths, he says, Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan, in his yeshiva, he was in his yeshiva for a year, so he had three things that he made the Talmidim do. One of them was, before they left the Beis Medrash every night, he made them look at the Tosfos that they were going to focus on the next day, just the question of Tosfos. He made them cover up the answer, and just look at the question of Tosfos, and then close the Gemara. So they'd go to sleep thinking about the question. They'd go to sleep, they'd go to the question, they'll be thinking, so here too! Abai, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes went to sleep with a problem. Right? What am I going to do? The Mishnah says it's not allowed to be sold in the Itlis. It's never allowed to be sold. And he got an answer from the Brisa. Which Brisa? But Meiser Behema shall Yisom Maskinon. You know what we're talking about? Where it's allowed to be sold? You know what the Mishnah is implying? That it's allowed to be sold not in the Itlis? We're talking about Meiser Behema of orphans. And why? Mishnah Hashavas Aveda Naguba. Because of Hashavas Aveda. Because we want to give them, make sure they get some money. So many times throughout Shas, we have takanos that mishum the good of yisomim collected from yisomim always requires a shvuah. The Mishnah says in Ksubis, but that is the that's the ukimta. Based on this line, by the way, it's mashma that the whole isser of selling it in these places is an isser drabanan. Sounds that way. Mishum Hashavas Aveda Naguba. Rav Idi Viter Sarsei Rav Sheshes Have. Rav Idi was the Sarsei, the assistant, the Shame of Rav Sheshes. Shame Mine. He heard this. He heard this great answer that, oh, we're talking about of Yisomim. Azal Amr Be Medrash Avalo Amr Mishmeis. Rav Idi went and said it over in the Beis Medrash, but he didn't quote Rav Sheshes. He just said it in his own name. Shamar Rav Sheshes Ikpid. Rav Sheshes got very upset about that. Amar, man da'okitz li'akse akrava. The one who stung me should be stung by a scorpion. Whoa. For Rav Sheshes manafka lemina. What was the big deal? What was Rav Sheshes so upset about? What was he so upset about? The Marsha and Yevamis talks about Ha'omer davar b'shem Amar, maybe gula l'olam. How about that one? Right, so the Marsha says, it sounds like from the Gemara that he got personally offended. If it was Omer Dabar B'Shem Amro, maybe Gula, then everybody. It's everybody's issue. Why was Rav Sheshes specifically offended? So, to Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, my dechsiv agura ba'ahocha olamim. Last time we had this was in Yevamis. Right, what does Rav mean? David HaMelech says, I will live in your tents olamim. For worlds, could a person live in both worlds? Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Ela Amar David, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Yomru Davar Shmua Mi Pipa Olam Hazeh. Let people say Torah in my name in Olam Hazeh. Tam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim Bayachai. Kol Tamid Chachem Shomrim Davar Shmua Mi Pipa Olam Hazeh. Sifso Sav Dovavos Bakever. His lips are moving in the grave. And therefore, David HaMelech says, yeah, I can live in both worlds. Because if people talk about my Torah and my name after I'm gone, says David HaMelech, I'm living in both worlds. The Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Ze'iri Maikra, what's the Pasuk? Your palate is like good wine. Holech ledodi lemei sharim dovev sifsei yishenim. Again, the lips of the sleeping ones. Kekomer shel anavim. They're like the vat of grapes that they're left in a vat to become soft and mushy, so that the wine flows out. Makomer shel anavim kivan to adam nogea bo dovev. Just like this pile of grapes that's been sitting there for a while. You touch it a little bit, and then wine starts oozing out. Av tamide chachamim kivan she adam Omer Davar Shwami Piv Davos Svasov Bi Kever. Period. So Rav Sheshes got it from a Brisa, and therefore he gave it this shot. What's the Brisa? We're going to get to in a second where he gets this from the Brisa. But before we do that, there's a big discussion. Two things. Number one is I saw in the some of the Achronim discuss the Panim Meiris. What if there's an anonymous Sefer? Do you get credit for Omer Davar B'Shem Amro? You just quote the Sefer. You have no idea who wrote it. What about the Sefer Achinuch? We're not 100%. We don't know who wrote it, right? We thought many thought it was the Ra'ah, but it's pretty clear. Many scholars have analyzed it. It's not the Ra'ah. Maybe it's his brother of Pinchas Alevi. But what have the Panim Iris discusses? If you don't quote, in Maskar Shem Sefer Shalonoda Machabro Gamis Kayim Bosif Sosav Davavos Bekever, right? Are the lips talking? If you're not quoting the person, Osha Dafka be a Dias Maskar Shmo Shalom Machaber Yusif Sosav Davavos Lufize Tzad Zed Nachon Yiel Kol Machaber Sefer Lichtov Shmo Baruch Sifro. The Hesek and he says Ain Kpeda Bedaver Ain Kpeda. What's the Raya? He quotes the Chida. The Chida says Rabbi Yisrael Nasi wrote a lot of anonymous Mishnayos. A lot of anonymous Mishnayos. Stam Nas Nisan. Stam Mishnah. Beli Lahaskir Shem Omer. So you see, he's not so worried about it. If you look at the Stechemed. The Stechemed in Mareches Aleph. Fascinating. If you have a Stechemed, if you get your hands on one, it's two pages in the Stechemed. Fascinating discussion. It's volume 1, 289 and 290. Those are the pages. Stechemed in Mareches Aleph. So he's an encyclopedia. Aleph, Omer, Davar B'Shem Amro. So there he discusses what happens if a person comes up with a big fetish, comes up with something, and then he finds it in another Sefer. Is he allowed to quote it as his own? And they're like, oh yeah, and I also saw it in the Rambam. Right, if it's in the Rambam, it's not yours. But what happens? He quotes from the Sefer Tiferes Ziv. He says, Shachachem Shachid is ever bitar bidaito, Vishuv Matzah Shachvar Kodmo Gavra Rabba Besefer, Imchuyav Lomer Beshem Zeshakodmo, O Neima, Kibachu Chadasha Midaito, Terem Sharoba Sefer, Ashar Lomer Mishmei! It's my Chiddush! I don't have to say B'Shem Amro. Is that a violation of Omer Davar B'Shem Amro? And he quotes, you don't have to say it in the person's name. You don't have to say it in the other person's name. And he quotes Raya's, Gemara's in Chulin and elsewhere. And then he quotes at the end, V'ha'idna Nahug Alma, the Minag Olam today, V'kolki Agavna, whenever this comes up, Hayara Kosev Eschidushi Torah Shachidish Midaito B'Lashon V'Nirali, V'chayotze, whenever somebody comes up with their own chiddush, they write venerally. V'im acher zera kein be'ezah sefer shekadmo choser v'kosef. After he writes his whole chiddush, the last two lines of the paragraph, shuv matzasi b'sefer ploni. Right, v'nana, or I was happy about it. V'im ha'emes kein hari mekayim over dover b'shem amro. So you get both. You get both. You get your own chiddush, and you get over dover b'shem amro. V'gam mutzal me'esh medina shal gehenim l'hagozav chidushi torah shal acherim. And you also are safe from Gehenim. Umis ati fatala she'inu shalosh she'harichu chachmi amusar bazer rachmana l'shazvan. Torah should help them. He has two pages here about all the achronim talking about stealing chidushei Torah. It's fascinating. All these different svarim, the Nozbi Yehuda and others, about svarim that came out and they didn't mention who it was. Unbelievable. Just two pages. It's fascinating. And then he says just at the end, he says, and why is it so bad? Ki davar is davar hamis pashid ba'olam b'yelo l'maskeres avon l'boshes klima k'boshes ganav. Right? L'chem yishe b'duach sh'dever chidusha b'torah. He says, and therefore, if you have your own chidushei Torah, you know what you should do? Make sure to write a sefer. Says, why? Because people quote other people if it's not written down. They'll quote somebody from a far-off land that they heard a shir from. But if it's in a sefer, it's much less probable that they're going to quote it. So you know what? If you have chidushim, says the Chamed, you should write it down. So number one. And then he says number two. He says, "Batamar chacham yishnei ofanim shayocholi kasha ba'avon." There are two types of. Let's start from the beginning. You know, we're running out of time. You know what? Let's start this. I want to say this paragraph. So let's start with this tomorrow. The Chamed talking about two types of chatoim that a person could do. It's fascinating, and then we will continue. Okay, that's Os Kuf Mem Gimel, page 289 in the Stei Chemed. Okay, we'll stop here.